Today's shir, today's daf is daf lamed gimel. We're on daf lamed beis, and we're up to the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. But before we do the second Mishnah, we just have to do the top tosos, because it's the only tosos on the page, because it's fascinating. The Gemara says like this: how can we blow shofar by musaf? After all, by halal, we say it by shachar, because there's reason makdim and limited. How come by musaf we blow shofar by musaf? How come by Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar by musaf? So the Gemara said, because it was dangerous. It was a gzeira. What does that mean?
That's Jewish.
What does that mean? It was dangerous. No.
Oh.
No. What does that mean? Gzeira is a malchus shanu. It was a dangerous.
It happened one time that they blew the shofar. They thought there was a call for arms. They went there, they beat everything.
And how does switching it to Muslim make a difference?
The way those in the stomach takes people attack me.
So, and what about today? Why don't we go back to shachas today? And if, good. You're right. One time it happened, then it. What about today? Go back to shachas.
Why are we holding 2 days a yonder?
It's a separate issue. Can we say it's a minute out of say to be a day?
Okay.
So a minute, because of a minute, we're going to be mavatal zrisa machdim and levitzus. Im tomar afal pi shebatul zeris malchus. Even though that doesn't apply anymore, that problem is batal. Lo avdin on kedivei yikara. We don't go back to the old way. Afal gaf, even though there's reason makdim and lemitzvah, because of reason, we should, no reason not to. Chashinan shema yachzir davar likul kulo. Maybe it'll go back. Maybe one day the gzer will come back. One day the goyim are going, what's going on over here with these Jews? They're blowing horns? They're mobilizing? What are they doing? Like that answer? What do you think of that? You like that answer? You like Tosas' answer in 2014? In Eretz Yisrael, maybe even? Maybe it'll go back? He says, it's a fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. Ulapirusho, Hayushalmi, Nichatve, Demafarish, Shama. The Yerushalmi explains it like this. Same thing. Shadimu Ha'oivim. The Oivim think, the Goyim think, it appears to them. Shenes asfu litkoa trua milchama. That when we blow shofar, we're mobilizing for war. The umdu alehem vahargum, and they're going to attack. Ulakach tiknu tkios ubrachos b'musaf. That's why they did it. They switched it to musaf. Why? Go ahead and looking around. Everyone, the Jews are getting up early. They go to shul early. Tchichazu dekar kriyashma. The davening, mispalin, the davening, the kar b'torah, and the leaning, the chosin b'spalin. They're still davening the whole morning. What are they doing over there? And v'token, and then they blow shofar. They realize it's just part of their religion. They're just busy with their religion. That's not a rebellion. That's okay. That explains why Musaf is okay, right? What about Zrizin? No, Tosafot says it might go back to the old way. That's a fascinating answer. Is there any other answer you could have said?
Anyway, so Zrizin is a nice thing.
Right.
What
do you mean?
Rovan.
No, so we said that Zrizin beat Rovan. Right? There's more women there, so what? Then the whole B'Shachris should be Musaf. Right? Let's have that B'Shachris. We'll definitely pay Musaf.
Women don't even.
Right, but I'm saying that's Rovan. More people, latecomers. It's Rovan, I hear you. It's true. Right? At 9 o'clock, less people are there. At 10 o'clock. Right? That's true. But. Like, is there any other answer you could have given? So the only other answer you could give is what Mati said, which is, once it's a gzera, we don't switch. So that, right? Once it's a gzera and it's established, you don't switch. So,
yeah, that way.
What? Is it really? Yeah, it's not Menhagim.
Like the Yeduchanim, without shoes on, because of a sandal might break.
Right. So we never went back, right?
Yeah.
But what's the downside? But there's no downside. So you have to always ask yourself, what's the downside that people don't duchen with their shoes on? There is no downside. So I the reason doesn't really apply anymore. Doesn't apply anymore, the reason. But what's the downside? So here you have a downside. The downside is you're lacking zvizis. What? What? That end is a Judaism.
See, you are, but you're making them hug them. That has no
reason.
Yeah.
The original thing is, there's not supposed to be tefillah anyway. We're supposed to be all doing kavanah. It's supposed to be being during the
right.
They weren't davening what we're davening today. So once you changed it and made it into a davening with a set thing, So you already changed what it was supposed to be by, like, in the first place.
I hear.
Then changing the second place, what are you changing back?
Right, I hear what you're saying. But he what Thompson said? Thompson didn't say that. He asked the question. Why don't we go back? There's no issue anymore. The guy don't care. The answer is because maybe they will care. That's fascinating. That's a fascinating approach. I once heard that's one of the reasons why why we don't light outside of Hanukkah. Because the Gemara there says that we light indoors. We used to light outdoors, right? It's not because it's cold. That's not the reason. We used to light outdoors, and then it became a problem with the goyim. We light inside. There's no problem with the goyim anymore. So they give the same Tosfos. Right, once we go, but you never know, maybe they'll come back. Maybe the goyim one day will wake up and get upset at us. So you stay inside. Even though it doesn't really apply. Same thing with Shofar, you stay inside.
It cheapens it.
What do you mean cheapens it?
No, in other words, it's like, okay, now we can go back to here.
You mean the Chacham keep changing their mind?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's no problem with letting today.
What? What if you both show for the Bashakhans or Musaf? No, there's no problem. But by Musaf are blowing. That's what Tosafot said. By Musaf, what are they doing over those Jews? They're part of the religion. The whole morning I see them, they're shuffling away, right? What was that? That changes the chakras? Okay, next. Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah. The shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ein ma'avir levus atchum. You can't go past the tchum to blow shofar. The ein mekpapchin levus agal. You can't remove a stone. There's a pile of rubble. You know there's a shofar under there. You can't do that. Why? Because you're not allowed to move rubble on Shabbos, on Yontif. It's muktzah. V'lo olin be'ilon. You can't go up a tree. Lo rochin al gabi behema. You can't ride an animal. Lo shatan al pnei hamayim. You can't swim for a shofar. Right? You can't do any of these things. The Ritvot says, but all these things, you can have a goy do. Because all these things are only us in the Rabbanan. And telling a goy to go swim is a two Rabbanans. And b'makom mitzvah, it's mutter. Yes. You can't cut off from an animal. Whether it's a backhanded, crazy way to cut off the shofar, you can't do that. It's only a drabanan, it's not normal. Or, wherever it is normal. If you want to put some water or wine in the body of the shofar to somehow it'll help, what? To clean it out, right? That you're allowed to do. Listen, this is very difficult. This is a very difficult line. This is the next line. Oh, yeah, I got to move because I want to do the big bosses on number base. Ein ma'akvin et hatinokos b'litkoa. You don't prevent the kids from blowing shofar. It's very difficult to come out what this means exactly. Aval mis'askin imohen, but you can be mis'asik with them. You can be busy with them ad she'ilmadu, until they can learn. And then the Gemara says, ha mis'asik, and if you're mis'asik, lo yotza, you're not yotze. If you're blowing, even for yourself, you have not even kavana, just stomp, I don't know, you're playing around, that doesn't count. And if you hear from someone who's mitzasik, you're also not yotze. Now, my timer, what's the reason that blowing shofar is not docha all these isurim? So shofar asehu, shofar's an asei, the yontif asei velo asei. Yontif is an asay and a los asay. The ain asay docha los asay v'asay, and for sure not a derabanan. Next, lo olin be'ilin v'lo rochan adabi behema. 1 second. Hash the derabanan amar t'lo deraisa mipaya, but you can't violate a derabanan. So you can violate a deraisa. I can ride an animal which is going to lead me to rip off a branch. That I could do. But the top piece, I can't do that. Which is, you're right. Zu ve'ain tzarach lomar zu katani. Right. I said it even though I didn't have to say it. It wasn't necessary to say that. It was obvious. Next. Now we turn to Lama Gimel. Vein chot chenoso. You can't cut it. Vein bedavar shu mishum shavus. Or vein bedavar shu mishum lo satsay. You can't cut it whether it's a shavus or a lo satsay. What does that mean? Mishum shavus is madla. A shavus is a sickle. You don't take a sickle, something you use to cut wheat, and cut off the horn of an animal. That's very abnormal. It's so abnormal, it's a derabanan. Or a velosase, what's a losase? A sakina, a knife, that's normal. How do you get the horn off the animal? You use a knife. So, hashta mishum shavus amar delo, losase mibaya. If I can't do a durabonan, of course I can't do a duraisa, it's obvious. You're right. Zuvain tarach loma zuktoni. I didn't have to mention it, but it's also anyway. You're right. Now, aval imrota litein mayim l'socho mayim oyayin. Mayim oyayin in meraglayim lo. Not meraglayim, not urine. Masnitzin mani abashol, hiit abashol. The tanya abashol omer. Mayim oyayin muter kedei l'tatzcho. You can use mayim or wine or water to make the sound more clear. Meraglayim aser ne'achavid. That's not pekavidik to use meraglayim. That's just not. Next. Ein ma'akvin es hatinokos milit koa. So before we get to the actual chinuch with the kids, it's a very difficult gemara. Gemara says something else. Ha hanashim ma'akvin. But women, we do stop them from blowing. The kids, we don't bother them. Let them blow. Let them have a good time. The kids, okay. But women, we do stop them. Says Rashi, an impossible Rashi. Rashi says the first skinny line. The paturos lagamri. They're pater lagamri, right? Why are they pater lagamri? The mitzvah saseh shahazman gromahu. It's a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma. The chitaki, and if they do blow, ikka baltosif. Baltosif. Baltosif? That's a difficult gemara. A difficult Rashi. Huh? Yeah, it's not. But it's not true. It's not true that if you do something you're not required to do, it's baltosif. It's not baltosif. So the Marsha says, what's Rashi talking about? It's not baltosif. So the truth is, in Erechin, where this Gemara also appears, Rashi there says, it's nira kimosefet. It looks like it's baltosif. It's not baltosif. It's not an iser baltosif. What? That's what Rashi says right here, right? If they do something, but it's not even true. Right? It's not even true. I was thinking about it. If Yisrael goes up to Duchen, it's not Baltosif. It's an Isser. Might be not Baltosif. Right? So even if you tell me she's not allowed to, it's Baltosif if she does it. If you do something you're not required to do, it's Baltosif. It's a very difficult Gemara.
Not allowed. It's not required to. So why is that?
Why is that Baltosif? It's a very good question. I tell you, Rashi in Erechim doesn't say it's Baltosif. It looks like it's. What's she doing over here? Right? It looks funny. So, 1 second. Vatanya, but we learned, Ein ma'akvin lo es hanashim v'lo es hatinokas mitkol b'yantav. You don't stop the women either. So what's going on here? There's a stira anyway. Lo kasha, it's not. Amar by a lo kasha. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that said that you don't let women blow is Rabbi Yehuda. Ha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. And the Brisa that said women can blow shofar is other people, other Tanoim. Titania, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael somchin, the ain't b'nos Yisrael somchos, Devi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that only males are allowed to do smicha, which is leaning on an animal, not females. Rabbi Yossi Rishon Omer, Nashin somchos rishos. It's a rishos. Okay? It's a rishos. Says Toslos. It has nothing to do with Baltosos. Why can't a woman blow shofar? Why not? Not because of baltosif. Why can't a woman do smicha? Not because of baltosif. The reason why a woman can't blow shofar is because it's like this. At its core, blowing shofar is an isser on yontif. Blowing shofar on yontif is an isser. What's the isser? We said it's klei shir, whatever it is. We have a mitzvah to blow shofar. So of course that overrides any issue. But not for a woman. Why does it override that? Why does it override that? They have an issue. So they don't have a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that says man grama. So why should they be allowed to do that? That's why they hold it. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds. Our Mishnah said, the kids, you can let them. That's going to raise another question. If it's not a mitzvah, what kind of chinuch is that? It's a good question. We're going to get to that in a minute. But for a woman, it's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, how could she do it? It's a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that generally you can't do that on Yontif. You can't play instruments on Yontif. You're not allowed to do that. Now I'll play
it. Everybody is doing it.
Correct. According to, because men have a chiyuv and women don't. According to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, we don't hold it.
Tonight, who's not about to can't take money, shofar, and play with it all day?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Well, yes, because you have a chiyuv anyway. You have a chiyuv anyway. It doesn't.
We'll just play around with it to see if I can do it.
On Rosh Hashanah, yes. On Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, no.
I can't take it.
Right.
No, really no tachas.
Correct.
I want to try. That makes no sense. I already was yotzis. What's my head to do it?
Right. Um, Right, and what about so why can't women do smicha? So Tosfos explains, others explain, because it looks like that you're benefiting or you're using kachim. Are you leaning on it? Not forget Shabbos. Even any day of the week, or Tuesday, it looks like you're using kachim. So if you're a male and it's a mitzvah, same exact thing. If you're a male and it's a mitzvah, then that's not a problem. But if you're a woman, it's not a mitzvah. Then
it
looks.
Why not a mitzvah? Because we said it's not a mitzvah.
Because it's Dabra B'nai Yisrael, not B'nai Yisrael. Therefore, there's a machlokas tonight. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds like all this. There's also not to hold like Rashi. Not to say it's baltosis. You have to give one. Sometimes, what's Rabbi Yehuda say? Why can't they do it? This is the reason why. Because Yisurim are involved. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, it's totally mutter. Totally mutter. Why? Because the mitzvah says that's mangrama. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Let's look at the top Tosfos. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to do 6 lines of it. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Af agaf distam masnis in Kareb Yehuda. Normally, I don't know where Tosfos got this from. Normally we hold like Kareb Yehuda. Halacha Kareb Yossi. We paskin like Kareb Yossi. Dini muko imo. Because he's more right. We always try to paskin like him. Umaisa Rav. And we have a story like this. Da motzi tefillin. In Hamotzi Tefillin, Michal Bas Shal, Haisa Monachas Tefillin. Michal, the daughter of Shal, it says here. Michal Bas Shal, wasn't his wife?
No.
Michal, the daughter of Shal?
Michal married David.
Michal married David. I'm sorry, right. Michal Bas Shal, Haisa, she wore Tefillin. And the Ishto Shal Yonah, and Yonah's wife, right, Yonah from the Yonah story, Haisa Olal Regel. We know she was Olal Regel, which she didn't have to do. Vahi uvda de perik ein dorshin to have anu ezras nashim to some call of nashim kedilas nachas ruach l'nashim that's okay, it was a good thing. And then Tosfos says something which is controversy. Umutaros levarich al mitzvahs asei shazman grama. They were allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Af al gaf, even though the peturos min davar ha mitzvah hahi, they don't have to do it. Umitzaskos behen kimo Michal Baskushi. Now Tosfos calls him Michal Baskushi. Shehaisa gam mivareches. She also made a bracha. How does Tosfos know that? I don't know. She also made a bracha, and the Tosfos goes on and on and on. And this Tosfos, what's the source that they can make a bracha? And he basically says it's no different than someone who's blind. Someone who's blind, if you hold their potter for mitzvot, and they do mitzvot, they make a bracha. They make a bracha. Right, the Gemara, we have stories that they even held a seder. They patted everybody else. So Tosfos brings the gigantic Tosfos here that just like a blind person, we hold the chayiv anyway. But if they would be potter, they still make brachas. Tosfos brings proofs throughout Shas. So too, a woman no difference, which is the way Ashkenazim hold. If a woman does here show. Because it says vitzivanu.
I understand that.
And by the way, as Ravadja points out, there are brachos that don't say Vitzivanu.
Exactly.
Like Berachas Kriyashma. They don't say Vitzivanu in there, right? It's a different kind of bracha. And it doesn't matter. But he says it doesn't matter. It's not the reason. It's not even because of, not so much because of the Vitzivanu. It's just a petur. Well, this Tosfos says clearly not like that, which is how Ashkenazim and Paskin, Sardin have the Machabed and hold like that. The
Machabed. It says Bnei Yisrael, it means
Bnei
and
Vassar,
more times it means
Bnei
only men.
Right. So someone asked that question. Who asked that question? I saw that question. Right. So he asked the following question. You ready? Who asked this question? The Ramban. He says, it says in the Torah, in the beginning of the Karbanos, they're going to bring Karbanos. Well, women can't bring Karbanos? Only men? Not true. Right? And many times it says that, and many times women are included. So the Ramban answers, and then it's not only that, even a guy's allowed to bring a Karban. So what do you mean, Bnei Yisrael? It's not even true. Even Goyim can bring Karbanos. Right? So he says like this, whenever...
The odds of who does it more.
What?
I'm just taking the we just go through a thing, a list of how many instances I say this is my drama draw, if they have to do anyway?
Yeah. Or that they do do.
They, right.
Yeah. Yes, I don't understand what the Ramban answers. He answers it because it's not an ikar mitzvah. It's not an ikar mitzvah. It's just a detail of the mitzvah. That's what the Ramban answers.
That's such a...
Not an, of course they can bring karbanos. It's just a detail they can't do. Yeah. The part of what? Yeah, I mean that's one of the things was raised. No question about it. You see, people did it. It wasn't like it's unheard of. Right, like you never, you're not gonna find a Gemara where a woman gets up and leans. You're not gonna find such a Gemara like that. But this you find, right? I'm saying to lean in front of men. You're not gonna find such a Gemara. There's no source like that. What? Right, but here you see Micha Bar Shaul did wear tefillin.
Herself.
What? Right. So, but you find such a. So why can't everyone say I'm like Micha Bar Shaul? I don't know. Okay. The reason is because the Ramah says that Shulman shouldn't do it. That's why. He's untied. Okay.
He didn't talk about his aunts.
No. That's a legend. Okay. Avol mes askin behem ad sheyilmadu. But the kids can, you can even be with them, you can even be mesasik with them, that they should learn how to blow shofar. Amar b'lazer, afilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos? Does that make any sense? Right? So the answer is, the only time there's a gzeira on Shabbos, you have to give this answer, is because maybe you'll go show it to a bucky to go how to learn. But the kids, you're not going to do that. You're not going to show it to a bucky, middle of Shabbos. So the kid, let them blow shofar. So the question is, what kind of chinuch is that? Maybe it's not moksa. The kids are playing. You can even be showing them, no, do it like this. Shabbos? Yeah, because the whole reason is because maybe you're going to carry it. You're not going to carry it with the kids. But then what kind of chinuch is that? You're being mechanech them in something that they're not...
Well, what about playing
an instrument?
Yeah. So, Tanya Nami Hachi, it's asking behem ad sheyilmadu. You can be busy with afilu b'shabbos, ve'ein ma'akven ha'tinokos will tko b'shabbos. And you don't stop them. So, one second. Ve'ein tzarech lomar b'yantif. And for sure, on yantif it's okay. So, it's a hagu fukasha. Omar, at the first we started off by saying, it's asking behem ad sheyilmadu afilu b'shabbos. That you're busy with them even on Shabbos. Alma, that means lechachila amrinan tiku. It's lechachila. The hadar tani. Then it says no ein ma'akvin. You don't stop them, which means ikuvu hu de lo ma'akvin. You don't stop them. Halachachila lo amrinan tiku. Lechachila, we don't say that. Lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Khan, at the beginning of the brayso, we're talking about a katan shigia lechinuch. A katan that's already of age. Says Rashi on top. Misaskin behen sheyilmadu. You can teach him. The kolsh came to Amak, but you sure you don't stop them. Khan the cotton shlomi gi lechinuch. Now we're talking about the bottom of the second half. It's talking about a cotton who did not. He's a 2-year-old kid, right? Therefore, what's the point of chinuch? There's no chinuch on a 2-year-old kid. No chinuch. But if he picked up a shofar, you don't have to grab it out of his hand. Then we said hamas aseg lo yatsa. By the way, we just did this gemara in 2 minutes. It's a very complicated gemara. It's a very difficult gemara. What does that mean with the kids and Shabbos and it's not true and no chinuch? What's all this about? So I don't know. I have all the answers. Very complicated. Yeah, exactly. That's one half of it. So we say, okay, pick up a muktzah. You don't have to stop him. You don't have to. There's no chinuch. When a 6-month-old baby picks up a muktzah, picks up the telephone, you're gonna take it out of his hand. Six-month-old. There's no chinuch. Right. So he gives a chinuch. Not only that, then we said you can even teach him. So what's that? What kind of chinuch is that? You can't do it. You can't blow shofar yourself at Shabbos. What kind of chinuch is that? It's a good question. Then we said, I'm asking lo yatza. Ha, tokei l'shir yatza. What if you're blowing for music? You're not blowing for a shofar, but you have kavana to blow, and you want it to sound nice. So someone says, you know, I'm going to, this guy blew shofar. You know, I woke up late. I'm going to hear shofar this guy. So, name of Misaile L'Rava, the Amar Rava, Hatokel L'Shir Yatza. That's right. Rava said that. If you blow for a shir, it's good. No, Dilma Tokel L'Shir, Namim is Asik Karli. No, maybe if you're blowing for a shir, that's also called Misasik, and you would not be Yotze. So we don't know. Vashimea Minahamis Asik Lo Yatza. And if you hear from someone who's Misasik, you're not Yotze. Aval Shamea Minahamashmi La Atmo, Mai Yatza. What if you blow for yourself? That should be okay. Lema Tevet Yuftad Rab Zera. There should be a kash on Rab Zera. The Amalei Rab Zera L'Shameh. Rab Zera said to his attendant, Ikavin V'tak Ali. Make sure you have me in mind. So you have to, what do you have to say that for? Anyway, it's a good. Dilma, I did the Tani Reisha Matasek, Tani Nam Sefer Matasek. That since we said that in the Reisha, we said it in the Sefer also, it might not be so true in the Sefer. It could be that he could have you in mind, even if you might have to have Kavana. Okay. Now comes this is a very famous Mishnah. This Mishnah is very hard. The words are easy and the concept is easy. The reason why it's hard is because of somebody called Rashi. Rashi made this Gemara impossibly hard. Says the Mishnah very simply. Seder Tekios is Shalosh. The Seder of Tekios is Shalosh. Wait a minute, where am I? Seder Tekios, Shalosh. Shalosh what? Three teruos, three sounds, shell, shalosh, shalosh. Right? Each one of them is three. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Each one of them is three. Shalosh, shal, shalosh, shalosh. Says Rashi. Tekia, terua, tekia. Lechal, achas, v'achas. So there are three. There's Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And each one of those has three. What three? Tekia, terua, tekia. Okay? That's easy so far. Yeah. Right? So far, that's easy.
Is our trua?
No. What the Torah calls trua. How do you know it's a trua? We're going to learn out of psukim. How do you know there's a tekia before and a tekia after? We're going to learn out of psukim. It's all going to learn out. So what do you have? What's the number of you have to hear at Rosh Hashanah? Nine. Tekia, terua, tekia, three times. Now, tekia, we know what that is. What's a terua? Says Rashi, says the Mishnah, Shir Teruah. What's the Shir of a Teruah? Shir Tekiah. What's the Shir of a Tekiah? Kishalosh Teruos. Like three Teruos. What's a Teruah? Shir Teruah. What's a Teruah? Kishalosh Yavavos. Like three Yavavos. What's a Yavava? Says Rashi. Shalosh Kolos Ba'alma. Kalshahu. Any three sounds. Any three minimum sounds is a what? Is a what? Is a teruah.
No.
So Rashi, the Gemara just said. The Mishnah just said. Shir teruah. What's a shir of a teruah?
No,
what's a yavava?
Some whimpering sound. You don't know.
How many?
Three.
What's the shir? Says Rashi. Kalshahu. Kalshahu. Tosvo says a terua is nine sounds. Okay? Not three sounds, it's nine sounds. According to Rashi, what is the difference between a terua, what we call a terua, and what we call a shvarim? What's the difference? There's no difference. That's why Tosvo asked this question. Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, if a teruah is three sounds, then what's a shvarim?
Shvarim is three sounds.
How does a shvarim not turn into a tekiah?
No.
No, a tekiah. Delay. So you have to make a teruah.
No. You gotta make those three shvarim sounds into the length of one tekiah.
No, that's not what Rashi says. Now listen, shir teruah, the length of a teruah is kishalosh yababos. Three any sounds, right?
Right.
Right? So bear with me. Taka, one second. Just to let you know, Rashi said it's three sounds, Tosa said it's nine sounds. Taka barishona, if you blow a tekiah, Umashach b'shnia kishtayim, ein b'yodur el achas. What that means is, you're going to do tekiah, teruah, tekiah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah. Why do I have to blow the end of the line of tekiah and the beginning of the line of another tekiah? I'll make one long tekiah.
Exactly.
You can't do that. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Says Rashi, you can't do that. Says Mishnah, you can't do that. Mi shebeirach, let's say somebody David Shon Esrei. They don't have a chauffeur. V'achachach, there's not a little chauffeur. Now someone shows up with a chauffeur. Right? So now what do you do? Tokeo umariyah v'tokeo shalosh ba'am. So what chauffeur now? So what's the chiddush in that? So the Tiferet Yisrael says, you don't have to daven again. That's the chiddush. You don't have to daven again. You davened already. Now you didn't have a chauffeur. Now someone shows up. blow shofar now. You don't have to daven again. That's the chiddush. Exactly. If you didn't have one. Right. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev akol yachid v'yachid. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Sheach tzibur chayev, the yachid chayev. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, sheach tzibur moti et harabi dechavaso. The sheach tzibur can be moti you.
What?
You don't have a shofar.
What do you
want
to come later? So you have to
save
during the
shmoneh tzeiah? No, not if you didn't have one. I'm not talking about the guy's overslept. No, the shul didn't have one. What are we supposed to do? Not daven? No, we'll daven. No, we thought we didn't have one at all. We thought we didn't have one. What are we going to do? Oh, we'll daven at least. Well, you don't think it ever happened in history that someone didn't have a shofar? It happened. Now, someone shows up with a shofar, so now blow it. Should I daven again? You don't have to daven again. That you don't have to do. That's okay. Let's just finish the end of the page, and then we'll do tosos. Bye, Vatanya. I have another bride that says shear tekiah to ketrua, that a shear of a tekiah is a terua, right? That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said that the shear of a tekiah is kishalosh truos, so it's a stira. Amar Rabbi, no, it's not a stira. Tan didan kachashif tekiah kizon tekulu babi, v'truos tekulu babi. No. Our Mishnah was saying since there are three times you have to blow, it was telling you the length of all three. And this other brayis is just talking about one. So basically, it's one to one. Right? The share of a teruah is the same share as a tekiah. Three teruahs is three tekiahs. That's not a steer at all. Then we said that a share of a teruah is gimel yavavos. The share of a teruah is three yavavos. I have a tanya share teruah gimel shvarim. But we have another brayis that it says it's three shvarim, which is longer than a yavava. Whatever shvarim is, it's longer than a yavava. So Amar Abaye, yevahavah depligi. That's for sure machlokas. There's no way to get out of that. It's definitely machlokas. Is it three yavavas or three shvarim? Whatever it is, it's still not the same size.
The question is, the Gemara taught that they know what they're
wrong. Right. Well, we'll do that tomorrow. Dixivit says, Yom tu yilachem umatar gemina, and the uncle says Yom yavava yehilachon. It's the day of yavava. Uksiv be'imei de Sisra, and it says by the mother of Sisra, be'ara chalon nishkafa, that she looked out the window, be'tesiv em Sisra, and she was waiting, when's my little Sisra coming home? Right? When's he coming home? My good little boy. When's he coming home? So Mar Savar, the Brisa holds, ginuche gonach, that when she was crying, she was doing what was called a shvarim. Umar Savar, and the Mishnah holds, yulu le'yolil, it was a teruah. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Sheba Shofar. How do you know you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? By the way, the Torah never says that. Never says you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. It just says Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah what? Never says shofar. So, Talmud Lomar, if I write the shofar Teruah, it's learned out from Yovel. Ainli Eli Yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minayin. That's only in Yovel. What is Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar, Bachodesh HaShvi'i. It says Bachodesh HaShvi'i. Shein Talmud Lomar Bachodesh HaShvi'i. That was not necessary. Ma Talmud Lomar Bachodesh HaShvi'i. Shehei kol teruos shel chodesh hashvi ze kazeh, that it should all be the same. Umenayin, how do you know shepshuta lefonel? How do you have to do a tekiah beforehand? Tamad lomar ba'avar to shofar terua, and the shofar comes first. Umenayin shepshuta lachareha, how do you know there's a tekiah afterwards? Tamad lomar taviru shofar again. Ein li eli yovel. Rosh Hashanah Minayin, it's only Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. Tamad Lomar, Bechodesh HaShvi. Shein Tamad Lomar, Bechodesh HaShvi. Ma Tamad Lomar, Bechodesh HaShvi. Sheikol Truos, HaChodesh HaShvi, Zeh Kazeh. It should all be the same. Okay? Good? Good. Now let's start the Tosos. Ready? Tosos discusses two things. The first part is going to discuss the Truos Shvarim issue. And then he's going to discuss other Minhagim that were floating around about how you broke up the tekiah shofar. The way we do it is we blow 30 before musaf, 30. Well, it depends. Nusach Ashkenaz does 30 in the quiet, and then 30 in the svard. Nusach svard does 30 in the non in the quiet, and then 30 in the chazar sashatz, and then 10 at the end to give you 100. And Nusach Ashkenaz does nothing in the quiet, 30 chazar sashatz, and then 40 at the end. Either way, it's the same thing. It's the same, that's not considered different. That the only question is, do you blow by the quiet Shemot Esrei or not? That's the only thing. That Tosfos is not even going to address that issue. That's a much later issue. There are other Minhagim Tosfos is going to address, but probably won't get to that till tomorrow. At least we can do the first half, which is about the much more difficult half. The other half is just interesting, historical, what's the svara behind some shuls would do Ramalchios, they'll blow Tashat, and by Shlichronos, Tashrat, and then by Tashat. So that's what Tosfos is going to address. The first half is the harder one. Says Tosfos, Kirsh Bekuntris, Rashi says, Shlosha Kolos, Ba'alma Kol Shehu. So any three sounds is what? A Teruah. Kid Ula Kamanam Rinan. And tomorrow we're going to say, the Iskin Rabbi Avo, the Kisri. Rabbi Avo made a Gezerah in Kisri. Tashrat, Tashat, Tashat, Tarat. Mishum, the Mesupuk Betruah Dekra. Because we're not sure what the Pasuk, what true is in the Pasuk. E Teruah Mamish. Masha Anu Karin true. Is it what we call a Teruah? That what we call a Teruah, right? To have a Yulula Yalil, which is what we call a Teruah. Oh, Shvarim. Or is it what we call a Shvarim? Diganuche Ganach. Oh, Shvarim Utua Utrua Shnehem. Tzarech Lutrua. Or maybe it's both of them together. The Dilma Ganuche Ganach via Yule Yalil. Maybe it's both of them together. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow. Maybe it's Trua Shvarim? So the Gemara is going to say, no, nobody cries like that. Okay. What?
Whimpering.
Right. Now, here we go. Ready? Vitzarech Lizar. You have to be very careful. Bishvarim. You have to be very careful when you blow a shvarim. Shelo yehei mayrich al kol echad bifnei atmo kegimel yevavot. Each shvarim cannot be longer than three yevavot. Which, by the way, it's impossible to do that. Why can't it be longer than three yevavot? Shel shlosha kolos kol shehu, which is any three sounds. De'im kein nasa tekiya. It turns into a tekiya, the lo shvarim, and not a shvarim. Why? The hashir tekiya kitrua, because the share of a tekiya is a trua. So if you have one of your three shvarim sounds, as long as three minimum sounds, it turns it into a tekiya. What they do in Rashi shul? What Rashi do in his shul? It's impossible. Think about it. It's impossible. The sheer trua kigimul yabavos. And the sheer of a trua is three yabavos. So like I said, what they do? Can you picture how they did it?
Yeah, they did it real fast.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a trua and a shvarim? Why? According to Rashi, a trua is three any sounds. According to three minimum sounds. That's a trua. Shvarim has to also be three sounds. But it has to be longer than a trua, but shorter than all three.
Correct.
Because if it's longer than all three, it turns into a tekiya. So here's the thing. A trua is three sounds of any length. A shvarim is three sounds of anywhere from, it has to be two lengths. It has to be two. Trua is one second. Shvarim has to be 2 seconds. Because if it's 3 seconds, it turns into a tekiya.
That's right.
Right? That's so difficult. Yeah? Okay. You hear what you hear what according to Rashi what it was like? No, Rashi said three. Rashi said three. Tosfos is going to say that now. V'nireh shechayev adam laharech b'tekiya. Now, first of all, one thing he says, it makes sense to me, says Tosfos, that the tekiya of the tashrat Yoser Mishel Tashat Vishel Tarat. The tekiya of a Tashrat should be longer than the other, than Tashat and Tarat. Why? Ubishal Tashat Yoser Mishel Tarat. And the tekiya of the Tashat should be bigger than Tarat. Right? Dashir tekiya ketrua. Because the shir of a tekiya has to be the trua. So what's the trua? It's changing. Right? Sometimes it's shvar trua. Sometimes it's just shvarim, and sometimes it's just trua. V'tashrat anu osim mishum sveika the ginuach v'yalil, and tashrat we're blowing because we don't know what a trua is. Nimtzeh comes out shetzarach laharich b'tekios shel tashrat kishir shlosh shvarim v'gimel yevavos. Right, it should be tekiya should be as long as three shvarim and three yevavos. What are three yevavos? 9 sounds, according to him. Utkiyos kel tashrat. Kishir Gimel Shvarim. Davdinan Tashat Mishum Sveka Ginuche Gonach. Utkiyas Shel Tarat Kishir Trua Shehu Yalule Yalil. Right? Right? You got all that?
I think we're making a mistake.
Now, one second. One more line, and then I think you... Now, umihu. Now, Tosfos says something which I'm not sure I understand. Umihu. Im mairich b'chol ha-tekiyos, ki tekiyos tashrat ein lachosh. If the tekiyah is longer, that's not a problem. It could be longer. It could be longer. The yachol ha-hairich k'moshe yirtzeh, because you can blow it as long as you want. Now, what about a shvarim and a turuk? Can you do those as long as you want?
No,
you can't. Only a tekiyah you can do as long as you want. What? Oh, the kiddetnan. Because we said in the Mishnah that umashah bishnayim bishniya kishtayim in biyadu ela achat. If you blow very long tekiyah to try to get both lines, we said it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Not because it's too long. That wasn't the reason. The reason was because it has to be broken. The Tosfos proved tekiyah as long as you want. It can be so long, it can be two tekiyahs. Right? V'tam zeh nami, ein lachashim asa arba v'chamisha shvarim. Oh, I'm sorry, one second. So what's the reason why the tekiyah can't be count for both? Because it can't count for both. It can be as long as you want. Now Tosfos says, this is what I didn't understand. Umitam zeh nami, ein lachash. There's no problem. Im asa arba v'chamisha shvarim. If you want to blow four or five shvarim. It's not a problem. Shashvarim b'makom trua. It's a shvarim. What is a shvarim? It's in place of the trua. We're not sure what a trua is. V'habilik trua richta. It's just a long trua. Kimo sha'anu marichin b'yavavos. Like we can have even more than nine. That's not a problem. So the problem isn't how many shvarim you have or how many trua you have, just how long each blast lasts.
Correct.
That's not a... Why don't we... 100...
Why I think that Rashi Shul didn't do three short truas.
So he's saying Rashi also agreed you could do more, just
there's a minimum.
And the problem with Rashi, that getting back to the problem, Rashi's shvarim has to be very tiny. The length of them has to be very tiny. You want to blow five, you can blow five, but the length has to be so tiny, because if it was a drop longer, it turns into a tekiyah. So why don't we worry about that problem even today? You do. The shvarim can't be longer. Right. So
yes.
The shvarim can't be longer. The shvarim can't be longer. Look at this. The shvarim can't be longer than what? Than a trua. Right? Because if it's longer than a trua, the shvarim turns into a tekiyah. So if it's longer than a trua, it turns into a tekiyah. Because the shear of a tekiyah is a trua.
Yeah,
right? Right, so if the shvarim is longer,
exactly,
if the shvarim is longer than a trua, then it turns into a tekiyah.
Right.
So
it's not broken.
Because it's not broken, exactly. So you can have, Tosfos just said, you can have four or five shvarims. That's okay, because being myrit is not a problem as long as
each one is not longer.
So that's getting back. And Rashi's sheet is impossible.
Two.
Right. It can't be a trua, but it can't be a tekiyah. His mom is right in the middle there. It's very difficult. Right. The guys that rock. Mati, you could blow shofar in Rashi.
They're a lot better Rashi Shul.
What?
Rashi.
You could blow shofar in Rashi Shul. I don't know about some average guy.
That's the reason why many Yerushalayim and other places was to every shvar should not be straight sounds, but should be broken sound.
Like
ooh.
From.
Exactly. To who.
Oh, that's the reason they do it. Makes a lot of sense.
When we do it, you have to be perfect. Can't be too long. You have to be two. Why? Because we go two. That's
So doesn't that make sense to do it like that?
We go two. It's a true.
So doesn't that make sense to do it like Yishalayim?
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you why it doesn't.
Yeah, okay, so let's stop one second. We'll stop and pick up tomorrow here.
That's what's harder, because